Welcome, welcome to the Grand Solo Hero Podcast. This is Kevon White, the owner and founder of Grand Solo. I truly believe that I'm a superhero. I truly believe that you're a superhero. I truly believe that we're all superheroes. Sometimes we just get distracted by the day-to-day stresses of life and forget that superpower. That superpower is being who you are. Grand Solo is here to remind you that superpower so you can maximize everything around you. Y'all, I know it's been a while. I know it's been a while since I posted an episode, but y'all, I've missed y'all, and it's been some amazing things going on in the Grand Solo world, y'all. Y'all know Grand Solo is all about being that best version of yourself. In order for you to become that best version, you then must admit there are some things in your life you must change. That can be a low place for some people, but you still must grind through it. Grand Solo is here to remind you that you are powerful. Y'all, it's so many times we align with what we're not. We're so willing to align with other things in this world because we have a huge problem going on, y'all. So many people in this world have no idea who they are. So they are so willing to align with everything else other than themselves. There was a man that said, if God wanted to hide himself somewhere, it would be inside a man because they're so busy searching everywhere else. See, y'all, everything that you need is already inside you. It's inside you. But we make the mistake by searching outside of ourselves. We build habits around avoiding pain. See, one of the main human functions is the avoidance of pain. See, a lot of times we'll identify our story and identify things that happened to us in the past as painful. So we'll latch that painful feeling or that painful thing to what happened in our past and we'll ignore our story. We'll ignore who we are because it's painful. But the thing about it is your story made you who you are. So you must embrace that to even know what you have to serve this earth. You must look at your pain. You must look at your story to know what you have to serve this earth. There's so much value in you. There's so much value in every single one of us. There's so many things that we want to do and so many things that we want to unveil to this earth. We have to start asking ourselves, why aren't we doing that? We know we have it inside us to do it, but why aren't we doing it? We know we want to be certain things in our life. We know we want to be powerful. We know we want to be strong. We know we want to be fit. We know we want to be encouraging. We know we want to have inspiration and motivation and energy. But why aren't we doing the things that align with having that? See, if I said, look, I want to be a millionaire. What am I going to do? I'm going to do things that align with being a millionaire. I'm going to align myself with the habits of being a millionaire. But a lot of times we're saying, hey, I want to be a millionaire and going playing 2K and going to the store and grabbing beer, chilling. Does that align with the millionaire that you say you want to be? A lot of us say we want to be fit. We want to have the body of our life. We want to be in the dream shape. But are we going to the gym? Are you eating correctly? Are you drinking water? Are your habits aligning with what you truly want? Because at the end of the day, what you have to understand, every time you say, hey, I want this for myself, and then you do things against what you're saying that you want, you then make it easier for you to lie to yourself in the future. Because you're saying, hey, I'm going to do this, and then you do something that contradicts that, you're now telling yourself that you're a liar. And you're now devaluing what you believe about yourself, therefore devaluing your own belief system. Come on, y'all. We got to get real. So every time you are willing to put what you know can give you the success that you want in your life, every time you're willing to put that behind or put that second, you're lying to yourself. And you're therefore devaluing yourself and your belief system. We live by our belief system. See, us as humans, we have this need to stay consistent with what we believe about ourselves. We have a need to stay consistent with our story. An athlete is always going to do things as an athlete. He doesn't mind getting up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and working out because what? He's an athlete. He doesn't mind working out 8 hours a day. Why? Because he's an athlete. That's who he is. It aligns with what he does. a pastor. He doesn't mind reading his Bible. He doesn't mind studying because it aligns with who he is. See, this is the thing. This is the problem. See, we go out into this world and we're like, oh, I got to be a different person when I go home. I got to be a different person when I go to work. Got to be a different person when I'm around my kids, around their teacher. No, you don't have to be a different. You just have to be you. Because you being you will allow you to maximize those things. It's you that's there for your child. It's you that's there for your wife. It's you that's there for your job and doing all that work. It's you. It's already inside you. The capacity for it may need to get a little greater. The capacity for it may have gotten bigger over time, but it was already inside you. It's just, are you unveiling it? Are you stopping it from unveiling? This is the thing. We all know what we want in our life. But a lot of times we're so willing to align with everything outside of what we know we want for ourselves. And we're so willing to align with everything that society tells us we need. We're so willing to align with the goals of what this person or that person wants for us instead of what we truly want. See, a lot of us are living other people's lives. We're living other people's dreams. We're living to make other people proud. And don't get me wrong, yeah, it's nice to make someone proud and have someone proud of you, but at the end of the day, that should not be your end-all be-all. Your value should not be stuck in making someone proud. Yes, I can make someone proud. Yeah, that's just a part of something I do, but my value is not there. See, sometimes we can be in that mindset of, hey, I just want to make my parents proud. You're going to seek your life trying to make your parents proud. And what if your parents aren't noticing that? What if your parents are busy working on something of theirs? What if your parents' parents are sick and they're busy thinking about their parents and they never notice you trying to make them proud? Are you going to think that your value is any less because of that? So now can we see how we need to reshape these beliefs? Can we see how we need to reshape some of the things, some of the ways that we think? See, my value was always me being an athlete. My value was all American Ninja Warrior. So when I fell, bro, when I fell, I was devastated. I was hurt. I was down. I was like, bro, like you did all this to get here to American Ninja Warrior and you fall? On a third obstacle, bro? Really? You want all these people down in Miami and you fall? But I lost the moment of just being there. Of just getting there. Of understanding how many people apply.
How amazing that is.
To have that opportunity.
That's amazing.
And I was there. But I chose not to look at that value there. I chose to look at the fact that I fell in the water. But there was a whole journey in getting me to American Ninja Warrior.
And that could stop you from, you know, going to your story the next time, winning the whole motherfucking thing, because you got another opportunity to Boom. Do so.
Every no means next opportunity. That fall was another opportunity for me to say, hey, what do I need to learn here? What happened? Look at the story. What happened? I got distracted. I looked over to the left. I see my mom, my biological mom. I see my sister. I see my wife. My wife was holding an iPad with my family on it. And I'm thinking, what could my mom be thinking right now? We never talked about this. We just went on and moved on like everything was old jolly. Keevon's on American Ninja Warrior, so let's support him. But me and my mom never talked about everything that happened. So in that moment, I got distracted. I wasn't even present for the course. So no wonder I fell. My past came to creep. Why? Because I ignored my story my entire life. Chasing significance. Chasing what I wanted. Chase because I didn't believe I was worth anything. Because I adapted a belief as a child. Because some of the things that happened, because by the age of 8 years old, I was physically, mentally, and sexually abused. I adapted this belief that I wasn't going to be worth anything. So what did I try? I tried to prove that I was worth stuff throughout my entire life. Yeah. Through football, through fitness. I captivated it. Being the strongest person in the world, I captivated it. I was the best, period.
I know you were. I seen it. I was
going to do that. Like, if there was no procrastination. There was, if I set a goal, I was going to achieve it if it was physical. But I met the ultimate being when I had to start facing my true self. When I started having to deal with the night terrors, when I had to start to deal with the depression, the sleepless nights, when I had to start dealing with that stuff, when I had to start dealing with the crap of my life, I started running. That's what I did. So I started drinking in college, started smoking, started doing all this mess. Searching outside of who I am, running from who I am, instead of facing the truth and looking at it and understanding that, Kevon, yes, that stuff happened to you, but it didn't define you. And it's a part of your life, not the biggest portion of your life.
Ooh.
So what are we going to focus on? Are we going to focus on that, the small part of your life? And miss everything else? We're going to let that one part define, hey, this happened to me, so I'm going to do this the rest of my life. What? Come on, bro. What story are you looking at? What is the story that you're telling yourself? What story are you believing in? Because here's the thing. And this is why we got to be careful, because everything is put in our way to distract us. What we'll do is we'll have these stories in our life and we'll go tell other people these stories. Mm-hmm. And the other people will have certain feelings about these stories. So then we'll take other people's feelings and adapt them to our story. So we'll allow other people to say, oh, your life was hard. Your life was sad. Your life was... So other people are now defining my life. But I'm here. I'm present. I have an opportunity to define what my life is. But I'm letting a couple moments define it. Come on now.
Couple comments.
That was hard. You have a reason to be sad. You have a reason to be depressed. Is that the story you want to believe for you? Because at the end of the day, Grosso is about what? Being present. What's happening in the present? You're breathing. You are here right now. If you're somewhere, you're probably listening to this. You're listening to me. So you have another opportunity to what? Be that best version. But you got to be present first. You got to live in the present first. You got to be here. You can't let the past define. You can't. I felt this way about myself all my life. So this is just where this is what it's going to be. I mean, it ain't never changed. It's just going to be what it's going to be. Is that what you accept? It is what it is. Once a cheater, always a cheater. What is all these stupid sayings we have to justify our bullshit? Crap. Like, that's all that we use sayings, and then we use all these stuff in our life to justify our crap. So we can continue on our path of distraction. So we can continue on our path of justifying why we feel the way that we feel, or why I have a right to be mad, or why I have a right to be sad or depressed or ashamed, guilt, or whatever, all the crap that we want to feel. But my friend, you say you want to be happy. You say you want to live a vibrant life. You say you want to be fit. You say you want to be a great father. You say you want to be a great husband, a great wife, a great mother, a great counselor. You say you want to be that stuff. So what aligns with that? Is feeling your guilt aligning with that? Feeling your shame? Focusing on the part of your story and missing the whole portion? Is that what you want for your life? I'm just asking.
If it's no, I know something that I think I would. You know, I'm Q, by the way. I'm on this already. Podcast, and this is the best podcast I've heard because it's the deepest and the realest. But the one thing I do want to say and encourage people to do, this is my first time hearing, is align yourself with this young man talking. Mm. Because if you align yourself with his words, it's, I'm going to say 100% of what needs to be heard to get out of that distraction, to get off the path of what you don't want to be for yourself. Just because it's not biased, it's real, and it's truthful, and it's positively trying to impact your life, you know? And for me personally, I just think it's going to, it's already happening.
Thank you.
With me. Yeah. You feel me? Man. And that's just all I want
to
say.
Come on, man.
It is.
Come on.
Because that's, no, man. Like, no, bro. Like, you don't be hearing people, especially, you know, you don't be hearing people your age, your demographic, you know, keep it real and talk and actually have plans, you know, incorporated. Yeah. So that's why. You, like I said, you're about to align yourself to, you know, people like this or this man in, you know, in general. That's what you need. You know, you need people like you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And man, honestly, I appreciate your words, man. And if y'all ain't here, man, that's my man Q, Question Brown on Instagram, the man. Honestly, man, you've been a kind of a mirror to myself, you know, and that's what we got to understand. You know, when people come into our lives, they come into our lives for a reason. And a lot of times, sometimes we feel like, oh, I got to teach this person something, or I got to show this person something. Man, we're learning from each other all times, right? Like, nobody is above anyone. And that's where we lose. Like, we just got to understand, like, there's value in every single person. One person may have been through something that another person... Look, it's 70-year-old men that I talk to, and they get value from the conversations I have. You know, like, there's value in who you are, right? There's a value in your stories. There's values in what you've been through. And if people come into your life, they come into your life for a reason. And you need to be open to being who you are. Be open to sharing your story. Be open to actually being vulnerable with those people. Because that's where transformation happens. Transformation happens when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to look at who you truly are, look at what you have to serve this earth, and look at what actions you need to take and to unveil it.
And it's crazy because it's fear, scary to
come
do
on.
That's scary,
bro.
And like, it's scary
come
too.
Come on,
it's
man.
Scary. I'm just being vulnerable and real
come
right
come
now.
On.
I'm on the podcast. Like, I'm here. Like, it's scary being vulnerable, scary making that transformation. And honestly, I don't know if I'm giving away too much, but I don't know. Like, I just know about the URS program, and I just learned about what you're doing. That, the notion of people coming together and sharing,
come on, bro.
Sharing their stories, sharing what they're learning, what they're going through with you and each other as part of what you're doing, that it takes a lot of fear out of it. That's why listening to you takes the fear out of you, dig?
See,
you
bro.
See what I'm saying? See, and I'm just getting this right now. I ain't thinking.
Come on. Like,
this coming right now.
It is crazy that you say fear. Like, and that's what it, like, that's what it is. It's fear that runs our entire life when we, like, oh, I'm fearful to look at my story. I'm fearful. Oh, I don't know if I should love this person. I don't know if I should get fit and be that best version of myself. I don't know if what people are gonna think about me if I decide to do that. I don't know what people are gonna think about me if I decide to jump out on my dream. I don't know if I actually have the juice to jump out on my dream. I don't know if I have the money. But what is all fear?
It's
fear. And I don't know if y'all listen to my other pet. Fear has so many faces.
Ooh.
It has so many faces. And it will disguise itself in so many ways. And it will run your life. Subconsciously. You don't even realize it. The doubts that you have about your dreams. The doubts that you have about yourself. It's fear. It's the thoughts that you allow to just submerge over time. That manifests themselves into the physical. It's the thoughts of, oh, can I do this? Or it's the little thoughts that you allow to just drift on by.
Teeny PSD.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's ooh.
Everything.
You can never let a negative thought go through your mind without checking it. You can never let a negative emotion go through your body without checking it, but we do it all the time. We allow these thoughts to go by. Oh my girl over there looking at that thing. Oh, she must be cheating on me. Oh, this and that. Oh, but you don't say nothing, but you just let it marinate. You ain't checked that thought. It just went on by. You ain't say, nah, that ain't true. You gotta call them out. You cannot let those things marinate because then 2 days later, you in an argument with your girl for no reason. You don't even know why. Because you let a thought manifest over time and it manifests itself into the physical. You acting insecure, don't even know why. Because you let a thought of her looking at somebody post manifest into the physical. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
It's that simple, y'all. A thought, you when you was a kid, somebody took your toy. So in your mind, you always going to be lacking. So anytime somebody try to take something from you in your life now, you snapping. No, that's mine. No. You don't want to get rid of nothing in your life. You don't want to, you hoarding stuff. Because you don't want to lose nothing. You got that lacking mentality.
Shit.
And they've been following you your entire life. Ooh. And you ain't even realize it. Y'all, if I can give you five things that will literally set you up to start activating that best version of yourself. Five things. I'm going to break them down to you like this. It starts with the way you talk to yourself. The way you talk to yourself. What questions are you asking yourself daily? Questions change your focus. And the things you focus on become the reality in which you live in.
Question back.
How do you talk to yourself? The second thing is, how do you think? Your thoughts manifest themselves into the physical. The way you, the things you speak into yourself will come out in the physical. You always say, I'm dumb, I'm this, I'm that. You will start to think that, and it will become the manifestation. It will become your thoughts. It will become your doubts. The way you think. Never let a negative thought go through your mind without checking it. Never let a negative emotion go through your body without checking it. Third. What you do with your body. This is huge, y'all. Emotions are trapped in our muscle tissues. As you move, you release those emotions. As you look at your story, you will start to store a lot of that emotion in your muscle tissues. You need to move to get it out. Fourth, how you fuel your body. Our body is 7% water. You need to take your body weight, times it by 7% or 0.7. That will equal the ounces of water you need to drink daily. Our bodies are dehydrated, y'all. There's so many science and so many studies that link gut health to mind health. You cannot think beyond the food that you eat. And if you aren't fueling your body properly, you cannot become that best version of yourself. You just can't. And lastly, how you plan. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. Plan your life, plan your day, plan your meals, plan what you do, plan them. Because even at the end of the day, if something happens against the plan, you still have your plan, you still have your game plan to get back in the way. That's the importance of game plan. That's why you have game plans on Sunday when you play ball. In case something happens, something crazy happens, I can still get back in my way. and know what my game plan is, y'all. I'm always here to help y'all. Y'all remember, this is Kevon White, also known as Coach K, signing out. Y'all check out this URS program at www.grindsolo.thinkif.com. It is on fire. It is on fire. Check out the Grind Solo site at www.grindsolo.com. Remember, I'm always here to help you. I'm always here to serve. Always remember, keep grinding. Y'all have a great one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.